Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the beat. You're chatting about the Word, and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word.
Just sing it, hallelujah, by and
the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We hope that you are awoke and ready to hear another episode from us here from the Word in the Morning. I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice. Yes, I am. And we are ready to bring on another episode. This is episode 301 on your BPR platform. And we are so delighted to bring it on, and we hope that you have your ears on and ready to hear. This is December, I believe this is the, let me see. Brother Oscar, you don't know. This is December 21st that the Lord has allowed us to see, given us another benefit. Yes, he has. Of another wonderful, wonderful day. A day on yesterday was not even promised. But you know what, my friend? Our Lord, our Father, loved us so much that he gave us weed on the top soil and not the soil on top of us. And we on down on this side of heaven, he's given all of us a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong with our lives right. And Brother Oscar, just hope that you take advantage of each opportunity that our Father has given us. Oh, my friend, we serve a good God, don't we? But he's just not good some of us. Good all of the time. He is good 24/7. Yes, he is. He's good 24/7. All right, brother. I'm just so glad to be with you this morning, and we hope that you're ready to hear part of our program this morning. And if you want to call in, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you want to call in, talk with your host, and that is fine with me. The number is 319-527-6722. So first of all, we would love to listeners to the program. If this is your first time listening to us here on Chatting from the Word, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not only just welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we honor you this morning. Yes, we do. We honor you, and thank you for having us. Yeah. And my friend, if you love what you're listening to, if you love what you're listening to, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the rooftop. Let them know that we are on Ready the Gospel, talking about the good news of Jesus Christ. Here Monday through Fridays at 9:30, trying to encourage you to keep on calling the Lord. Is that all right that we do that? We hope that it is. We hope that it's fine with you. Amen. And amen. All right, we want to ask you for your contributions. And if you have not turned in your contribution to help us out here on a financial basis, do so today. Do so today. We want to thank those that have keep them contributions coming in so that we can keep this fine program going and going. And if you're wondering where to send your contributions, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York @gmail.com. And first, you might get Oscar York Publishing. That is us, too. And you can also go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. And again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. And we appreciate any amount to put in $5, and we want to thank you in advance for your generous love offering. Amen. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word. Your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so delighted to do just that. Roll call. At this time, we just love to take our time to tell you good morning, especially you that are listening to us live. Now, as I said many times, we have not done the research to see who's definitely listening to us, but we know you are. So we just want to give you a shout out this morning and say, good morning to you. Amen and amen. And my friend, I want your shout for this morning. And my friend, it is time for us to do a snap spot of the program today. Yes, snap, 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 shot. To allow you to know what you're in store to hear for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Because here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to give you at least something to read. Well, first of all, you heard our introduction song, the Hallelujah song, sung by Steve Adams. Good job, Brother Steve. We appreciate your effort. Good job, Brother Steve. Steve Adams singing Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be singing Hallelujah when we go home with the Lord. What about you? And then pretty soon would be our prayer time. Pretty soon would be our prayer time, and our scripture be taken from Philippians 1:3-8. That's Philippians 1:3-8 will be our scripture reading for our prayer time. And if you have a copy of God's Word and love to be along with us, you are welcome to do that. And of course, Radiance Acapella will be singing Hour of Prayer, a sweet hour of prayer. And yes, we are going to chat today. And we are in, of course, we are still in the first letter that Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church, trying to strengthen them, trying to encourage them to keep on for the Lord. And we are in chapter 12. And we entitled, of course, we are talking to the church, be called out. By subtopic is now concerning spiritual gifts. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Yes, the church at Corinth was having problems with discerning of what is really a spiritual gift. And they were thinking just because you can do this, or you can't do that, I'm better than you. Or you're lesser than I am on the totem pole of everything. But Paul is trying to tell them this is not the case. This is not the reason why that we have spiritual gifts. And many today, even today in the church, are confused about spiritual gifts. And we're going to try to, with this lesson, to, I like to use straighten out myths, because that's what they are, when it comes to spiritual gifts, true spiritual gifts, because many of us, even today in the body of Christ, of course, outside of the body, are confused about what is spiritual gifts. And here Paul is doing a great job in explaining to the church at Corinth gifts, and we just hope we can we'll take this lesson and try to echo the same message that our brother Paul the Apostle is trying to echo. And the scriptures that we're going to use is 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 13, Matthew 16, 16 through 19, Mark 16, 14 through 20, 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. For in more scriptures as we go along in the chat today. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot, snap, snap, God. Amen. And amen. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready to get on board the gospel? And if you're ready to get on board the gospel, line up, and have your tickets out. And since you lined up with your tickets out, get on board.
My father.
This is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can simply send it to my email address, which is lowercase oscaryork3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword.com, or you can put it on any page that you're listening to me program through, or you can call it in. I'll call the number 319-527-6722. I'll call in number 319-527-6722 if you have a prayer request. And if you have a prayer request, that is fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name, and I'll be so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. If you want to keep on your prayer list, those that have asked for prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time, to you all the Texas parents who lost babies and others who lost mothers and fathers, and of course the Russia and the Ukraine situation, we want to pray for that. And of course we want to pray for those who try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a brother here, too. Pray for Brother Austin. Keep me in your prayers as I keep you in mind. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen, amen. If you have a copy of God's Word and would love to read along with us, we're reading from Philippians 1, 3 to 8. That's Philippians 1, 3 to 8. And the Apostle Paul, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for your making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel. Y'all are my partakers of my grace, for God is my record. How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Here Paul is thanking the Philippian church by keeping him in prayer. So we want to pray for each other this morning. Keep each other in prayer. Are you ready, my friends, to approach the throne of grace so that we may find help in times like these? Our Father, our Father who sits high and looks low, our Father, oh Father, we just call upon you this morning, Father, first of all, in thanksgiving. Father, thank you for watching over us on last evening as we slept in slumber. Thank you, Father, for waking us up today that we never had before. We on this side of heaven, giving all of us a second chance to make us own our lives right. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for that. Allow your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come down on this cruel world to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And take it upon himself the cross, becoming sin who knew no sin, so that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you, and thank you so much for that. Pray for these wives, sisters, those are all babies. We pray for their parents. We pray that you be with them. Those are all mother and father. Father, we pray that you comfort them. Father, we pray for the Russian-Ukraine situation. We pray that Mr. Putin stop all the energy flowing from Russia. Oh, Father, we pray for the condition of our world, too, Father. We recognize that the world in which we live is in need. Father, we just pray that you are us as faithful. One may step out of that world and come and be your son's kingdom. Oh, Father, we just pray this morning for those that are going through the struggle this morning, those that are heavy heart this morning, those that are dealing with some difficult problems. We pray for them. We pray for those loved ones this morning, Father. We pray that you comfort them. We pray for those at the hands of the police. We pray for them. We pray for each police officer's family who gave their lives in their line of duty, Father. We pray for them. We pray for all of our political leaders, Father. We recognize that they have a tough job to do. But Father, we just pray that they never make laws forbidding us from worshiping you. Oh, Father, we pray for the church once again. Continue praying for the church, Father, we pray to allow the church to continue on being a lighthouse. Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for each of our listeners this morning. We pray, Father, that you help them with their unbelief, We pray, Father, that you help them when their faith has failed. Father, we pray that you cast those unbelief and failing faith in the deepest part of the sea where they won't be surface. Lord. Oh, Father, we pray for the church at this time, Father. Help us, Father, as the church preach and teach the word. And Father, we pray for those who love God, Father. Pray for those who are trying to do the best of teaching the gospel to the church. And Father, always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. We really hope that we have done that. And again, like I said, if you have a prayer request and if you want to call it in, our call-in number is 319-527-6. Call-in number, again, is 319-527-6722. And now it's time for us to begin our second half of the program. And we just hope you kept your ears on long enough to get to this point here. Do you have your ears on? Do you? We hope that you still have your ears on and that you're spending this morning with us here on Chatting from the Word. But first of all, we want to ask for your contributions. If you have not turned in your contributions, do so today. We hope that most of you have not turned in contributions, that you can make up your mind for this Christian programming here on Chatting from the Word. We need your support. We need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going and going. And if you're wondering where to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com. And put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Amen and amen. We usually at this time let you know where you can, of course, you can always Google us, Google Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar, and you will get numbers of our shows and the many internet networks that you can go and listen to them. And of course, if you want to go back and listen to some shows that you have missed, you are welcome to do that so that you get all caught up on many lessons that we are teaching here on Chatting from the Word. Of course, we're on Facebook, Tumblr, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and many others. If you want Podvine, those. And if you want to catch our program, you can tune in to these internet network, or as I said, you can Google us and catch our program. Amen and amen. You are listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, Lord Boy, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your are so just so delighted to do just that. All right. It is that time for us to have our chat. Are you ready to chat with Brother Oscar this morning? I'm ready to chat with you. I really am, because I believe the lesson that we are chatting about is important. And I think within the lesson, if we could get to that point, this, of course, spiritual gifts, but we're going to talk about the body of Christ, which that is all about. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to listen to what we're going to say, chat about this morning in this lesson. And, of course, I go on record to say that I know many of you are going to disagree with me. And if you do, hey, email me, chat with me, or you disagree with me at. And have scriptures of the Bible, not something that you found in some commentary or book, not something that mom and daddy have taught you over the years, or grandpa or grandmama believed in, but what is contained in the oracles of God. And that's what we're concerned about here on Chatting from the Word. But before I go any further, I'd be amiss if I don't say this. We don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk over you, under you, or around you, but we want to talk with you, trying to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Is that all right if we reason with you when it comes to the Word of God? Many may say that the most things we argue about is religion. Now, I can more so understand politics, but religion, no. When the Word of God, the way Christ and God want us to understand that word is contained in a book we call the Bible. I believe the problem is most of us, we just don't want to study it, and we allow self to take over and say, I don't need to study God's word. I don't need that to be saved. I can save myself. You know, you heard people talk like that. I have too. But we all need Jesus Christ. We stand in the mercy of Christ. His grace. And we all saved by grace. But this morning, what we want to talk about is taken from, of course, the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and we're talking about spiritual gifts. And we're in chapter 12, first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. We are in chapter 12. And I want to just read a little bit here so that we can get a good footing here on what Brother Paul is trying to convey to us here. Brother Paul says here, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not get me right. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away from unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Let me back up here a little bit to verse 1. Here, and we're going to do it piece by piece, word for word, letter by letter here this morning. Here Paul said, now concerning spiritual gifts, he's not talking about gifts that is, he's talking about spiritual gifts, let me put it like that. He is talking about spiritual gifts, and this is what Paul is saying. And said, brother, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, I want to give you this information. I don't want you to not have this information that I'm getting ready to give you. I don't want you to continue on being ignorant of the fact when it comes to spiritual gifts. Because I'm getting information about these spiritual gifts. And then Paul said these words in chapter 2, verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Here Paul used the word led. In other words, he said, Gentiles, Corinthian church, you was led that way to believe as you believe, and you was ignorant about that. But now what I want you to do, I'm going to give you some information so that you won't be ignorant anymore. And then he says, verse 3, wherefore I give you that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Amen, Paul. Amen. The only way we can know that Jesus is our Lord is by the Holy Ghost. And when you call Jesus your Lord, what are you truly saying? You're my Lord. I'm going to obey you. You're my Lord. I want to get to know you. You, my Lord, I want you to be a big part of my life. You, my Lord, and I am going to bow down to you. Many do not understand the Lordship of Jesus being your Lord. He is your Lord and Savior. But many of us would give in to our political leaders. That's not right. We give in to many of our urges, many of our things that I love. And then you say, the Lord is the Lord, when you don't obey him. Oh, my friend, that's something else. But Peter knew that Christ was his Lord. Turn with me to Matthew 16 and 18. And we want to dwell there for a little while. Matthew 16 and 18. And if you have a copy of God's word, yeah, go ahead on. And turn with me to Matthew 16 and 18. And we're going to ratify this a little while before we can continue on talking about spiritual gifts. Because I believe that this is important. Because Paul said, how can we know God as Lord unless the Holy Ghost led us to know that he's our Lord? Here in Matthew 16, we want to begin at verse 16. And Simon Peter, now let's say 15. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? He asks his apostles. Now, many have said, I'm this, I'm that, but who do you say? Who do you say that I am? Even many today want to call Jesus everything else. What is today? Many want to call him this or that. I'm not going to go into many names. But we want to be under a certain name instead of being under Christ's name. We want to call ourselves everything else except but being in body of Christ. Yeah, I put the divot in there because it's true. asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Now, like I said, we have that trouble today. Many of us do not know who Christ really is. Like the season. Of course, this is a beautiful season that we all come together, talk about love and have a tree and gifts under the tree, talk about the Savior being born. But do we the question this morning before we can really cling to the spiritual gifts that the Holy Ghost gave us? We got to know who Christ is. And many of us don't want to even take out time to know who Christ is. Sometimes a lot of us don't connect with Christ until these times here. We might see a program on TV, see our way in the manger, Jingle Bells, the night Jesus was born and all that. But do we know? The big question is, do we know who Jesus is? And this is the question Paul asked back in 1 Corinthians 12, and this is the question that Jesus himself asked his disciples, apostles here. He said, now, whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon but Jonah. Listen to what Jesus called him. He said, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood will it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. In other words, Peter, the reason why you know I am he, because my Father revealed this information to you. A lot of us today, that information has not been revealed to us because we don't want to get in the Word of God and study to see who Christ is. We want to just listen to what mom and dad and grandpa over the years, who Christ is or what Christ was to them. But who is Christ? Now, that question, if you think about that question that Jesus asked his apostles, was a question for the ages. Even back then, they had a hard time knowing. Well, they really knew who Christ was. He just came on the scene in a physical way. And then they didn't know he was God, the Son of God in the flesh. Oh, my God. And today, many of us don't know who he is because many of us want to call ourselves so many things, but we don't want to say we are. I belong to Christ. And then Jesus says, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Thou say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My friend, you cannot know Christ unless you know his body, which is his church. And many believe, and many might disagree with me, many might cut me off for saying this, but many believe that Peter was the rock. All Peter's name don't mean the rock. They mean petrol, a piece of the rock, a small piece at that. If you were able to crush a rock, you would have crumbs from that rock. So Peter's name means crumbs from the rock, a very small piece of the rock. The crumb, if Brother York can see that, if Brother Oscar, a crumb from the rock, but he was not the rock. And here Jesus is talking about not so much as Peter being the rock, but he was talking about himself being the Son of God. the Son of the Living God. And many today, like I said, are having problems with them. Do not want to consider who Jesus is. Because once you, my friend, consider and know who Jesus is, you would recognize you want to call yourself Christ or being a Christian and nothing else. Oh, yes, but I also said that. And I'm not talking about you're perfect, but no, I'm talking about who is your Lord. Oh, I told you this is a tough lesson to teach, because many today, like I said, they want to bow down to everything. And the way the world is going today, the way the direction that the world is going through today, man, many just don't know anymore. Many want to follow everything except the Lord. And then, as you search, I say also to thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. My church means that the church belongs to who? My Christ is speaking. And Christ says the church is mine and no one else. My church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What Jesus said, nothing will not stop the church from being. Nothing would not stop him but dying on the cross. Nothing is not going to stop him from purchasing the church. Nothing is not going to stop him from bringing us together in one body. His body. And me talking to Peter, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which is the church. And whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, what you put your value in, what do you love, that's going to dictate where you go. What do you love the most? Do you love the word, or do you love the word coming from anybody else? Do you love spending time in studying God's word, or are you studying some commentary that somebody wrote, thinking they can tell you something? Listen to the word of God, my friend. Don't listen to these people who listen to God himself. Jesus here is talking about the church, the one foundation, the true foundation. And Jesus, I believe what Paul says, that Christ is not divided. And many of us want to divide Christ up. Christ only has one body. Colossians 1:18 says that. Ephesians 1:22-23. Ephesians 4:4. Says that there is one body, which is the church. Read with me. Go with me to Colossians real quick, if we have time to go there, because our time is moving quickly. But go with me to Colossians, and then we're going to come back to Ephesians. Go with me to Colossians 1. And we want to read that. Colossians 1:18 says these words. And he is the head of the body, the church. And let me read that again, because most do not understand that. But before we can get deeper into the spiritual gifts, we must understand this very point that Paul is making. And he is the head of the body, the church. who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In other words, he is control of that. He has the control of that. We are under his reign. We are under his obedience. And if you're not in obedience, if you're not being obeying God's word to his apostles, because he left the word with his apostles to spread to the world, and if we're not following his apostles, we cannot be in his body, can we? And turn with me quickly to Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians. And Brother Oscar just want to share a little bit with you. That's all right. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians, let's get Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And the Bible, okay, this is the Bible. 21, 22, and 23. For above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fulfilleth all in all. And here again, let's go back to Matthew 16, 18, where Jesus said he is the rock. Who is the rock? Who is the rock? It's Christ who is the rock. Paul says 1 Corinthians 10 and 4 that the rock followed Israel in the wilderness, and that rock was Jesus Christ. The rock is Christ. The rock is his body. He's in his body. Because we know Peter couldn't be strong. Look at what Peter did. Under pressure, he failed. But when Jesus was put under pressure, he continued on being that rock. Amen. We're going to leave you. We go too far today. But we want to thank you for being a part of our hour, being part of our day, being part of our program. We want to thank those. We hope that we said something to cause you to think. Praise our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this program on. We pray for all of our listeners. Father, we thank you for being part of our day. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Whoa, love somebody. Love everybody. Amen. God bless.
Another thing.